Before we went into the game, I think obviously, as everybody aware, you're aware of the results that we've had in the last couple of games and the amount of goals that we've conceded. So I think for us tonight, it was important that we got back to getting a clean sheet. And I think we've said, you know, before that we build, if you like, around the fact that you know, we try to keep clean sheets, and we've kept, that's our ninth clean sheet. So, you know, we're in the right direction from that point of view. But I think, understandably, you know, the fans towards the end of the game, they're wanting you to push for the game and go for the game and get two strikers on there. But I think we were very aware of the fact that, you know, we'd conceded the goals. We wanted to keep things tight, and we wanted to build on another clean sheet, if you like, and it keeps the momentum. You know, Connor's come up with a fantastic bit of quality, and there's always that can happen. So for us tonight, the win was massive. The clean sheet was huge. The application, the attitude, the commitment from the players was fantastic. So you know, it might not have been a pretty at times, but the important thing is the win.
You say it wasn't a pretty game generally. I mean, Walsall had the better of the chances and probably had, well, arguably had most of the play. Concerning, I mean, I know you said you set out to you know, to first and foremost get a clean sheet. It was a bit concerning where they often had your defence backpedalling.
Yeah, I think early on in the first half, we slightly changed things in terms of the shape that we'd been playing, and I think that gave us a little bit of solidity. But I think it probably took us a little bit as well of time to adjust and to sort of get used to that, and sort of, if you like, the players get into that mindset. And it's certainly not for the want of, like I say, commitment, work ethic, etc. Perhaps just a little bit of understanding and you know, a little bit more work on the training ground in terms of, you know, how we do things in certain situations. But there wasn't any real clear-cut chances. Obviously, there's a hell of a lot of possession, and I think when you play against a Walsall team, and that would be most teams in the league, they will always have the lion's share of the possession. It's the way that they set up. It's admirable in respect of in which they want to play football. But sometimes, you know, you cut your cloth accordingly, and you set out to make sure that you get points on the board. And you get wins.
Be cool tonight between the posts. Jamie Ashdown back in after missing out one game.
Yeah, I think, you know, both goalkeepers are very experienced, got lots of games behind them, good characters, extremely work hard with regards to on a day-to-day basis on the training ground, and it's a tough call. It's a tight call. But the manager is paid to make those brave decisions and the right decisions, and that was his call tonight in respect of playing Jamie.
Go to Gillingham on Saturday. Probably a crucial run of games this, obviously Walsall, Gillingham, Crewe, all teams below you. Great going to that game. You can line up Saturday off the back of a win, maybe, rather than sort of looking for a win.
Yeah, and I think when you come out the back of, you know, the two games that we've had, like I say, it was important. We looked ahead, and we've looked at the games in terms of what was coming up. So it was important that we tried to, you know, get back to how we've been in respect of keeping the clean sheets and building on confidence and trying to go into those games, you know, in a good frame of mind and back to how we've been for majority of the season, in terms of, you know, not giving away too much in terms of opportunities to the opposition. So we feel that we did that. We felt that, you know, towards the end of the game, we're getting stronger. You know, I think that's been a consistent theme as well with regards to how we've played on a regular basis, that the players' commitment and fitness levels have been fantastic and a real plus and sort of consistency really for us. So we felt that, you know, the longer the game went, as it has in other games, that the stronger we would get. And if you can keep it tight, then you give yourself a chance, because you've got somebody at the other end that can do something.